What about other strategies, other classes of therapy and agents being looked at in MPNs, including antifibrotics?
Yeah, so antifibrotics. So there was a big push a couple of years ago looking for all sorts of antifibrotics, thinking that if we can reverse the scar tissue in these bone marrows, we could somehow improve hematopoiesis, really kind of get the platelet counts up, get the red cell counts up, and maybe even affect the long-term disease course. Now, the tricky thing is with antifibrotics, fibrosis is a symptom. It's not the disease, right? So these are reactive fibrocytes in the bone marrow reacting to this kind of proliferative cytokine storm thing going on inside the marrow. So you wonder about the disease modification, but at face value, it makes sense. In the preclinical models, we were seeing some successes. So one of the lead agents, PRM-151, had a phase 2 study, recently reported out the American Society of Hematology meeting, and the results were kind of mixed. Certainly the medication is very tolerable, and patients can be on it for a long period of time. How much we're affecting the scar tissue, it's kind of unknown. The results, again, to quote a colleague, weren't overwhelmingly positive, that some patients did have improvement in their fibrosis, but it wasn't clearly happening in all patients. So you wonder long-term, is this strategy going to really pan out? There's been a couple of other agents looking at modifying fibrosis that really haven't shown much improvement one way or the other. I think the one area of antifibrotic that people kind of agree where we're seeing a lot of effect is either ET with a little bit of fibrosis or this kind of pre-fibrotic myelofibrosis with very low-grade myelofibrosis where they're getting on interferons and we're seeing some reversal of the scar tissue there. But that's a very narrow slice of the MPN pie.
What about immune strategies, CAR T, checkpoint inhibitors, vaccines?
So for CAR T cells, in all the myeloid disorders, whether you're talking about myelofibrosis, MPNs, MDS, AML, the challenge is really the target. CD19 for B cells is a great target because you can wipe out all the CD19 and patients can still have a somewhat functional immune system, functional hematopoiesis. You can get by without your CD19 positive cells. But all the really good targets for myeloid disorders, say CD33 or any of these myeloid markers, you're going to wipe out the whole marrow. You're going to get a lot of aplastic patients. So the issue is really trying to figure out what's a good target. Myelofibrosis is incredibly, and the MPNs are incredibly sensitive to the graft versus leukemia effect in transplant. There's definitely patients with persistent disease that when you withdraw immune suppression post-transplant, it goes away. Or there's the European data showing that donor lymphocyte infusion really can really improve long-term response rates and actually improve, again, have a big effect on relapses post-transplant. So clearly there's a graft versus leukemia. It's going to be sensitive to the immune system, but we got to figure out how to get at it with that. In terms of checkpoint inhibitors, a few studies have been ongoing, but it appears that the toxicity is going to be pretty high with those. This is a frail population, and we've seen it bear out in other myeloid disorders, particularly myelodysplastic syndromes, where the toxicity rates are actually really high and way higher than what you would expect, say, borrowing from the solid tumor world.